This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Beginning May 15th, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution will take much of its digital content behind what's called a paywall. It's the MyAJC website. After May 15th, you'll have to pay to get access to that content, although some will still be available for free on the AJC.com website. Amy Glennon has been publisher of the AJC since March of last year. Amy Glennon, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
First of all, will people who access the new website still be able to get a certain number of articles free before they're asked to pay? That's something that some newspapers, anyway, have done.
Right. Well, what we're actually doing is creating two distinct websites here. So we will have AJC.com, which is free and remains so, and then MyAJC.com, which is exclusively for subscribers. And it's really about creating two distinct presentations, two new sites with different pacing, distinct look, feel, and pacing for two different audiences. AJC.com has a very strong audience, and it will continue to be free and will be still the best source every day for breaking news, entertainment, top stories of the day. It will be driven heavily by social media as well. AJC.com will be advertising supported. MyAJC.com has a much more limited ad experience and is part of the subscriber package.
Why not say we'll give you a certain number of free articles, especially if you're trying to get new folks onto the MyAJC website?
Well, though, we still offer a free experience for folks through AJC.com. So it's really a matter of presenting two different options there. They'll get first paragraphs and news summaries of some of the premium content on AJC.com, and they can make a choice from there whether they want to go on to the premium experience.
Yeah, but that's the point, I guess. On the free website, they won't be able to see the whole article at all. I'm sure there was some sort of decision made to look at the different models that other papers have had and say, okay, you know, we're not going to offer the full article for free with a limited number of articles offered.
There were, and as you pointed out, there are many different options being explored out there on the media landscape. This is the one that we've researched and tested with subscribers and just felt like it was the best option for us.
So then how do you decide which articles are going to be put up for anybody on either website and which ones will only be able to be read in their entirety at MyAJC?
Well, it goes to the staff-written, local, unique content here at the AJC. We believe that it has value. Our subscribers believe it's worth paying for. So that's the choice of, overall, what will be appearing on MyAJC.
But let's say a story comes up. You're working on a story. How do you decide? What criteria do you use to say, okay, this one goes up for anybody for free on either website, and this one goes behind the paywall?
It's something of a daily decision in the newsroom, but really breaking news appears on both sites because it's important to both audiences. But staff-written stories aimed for the printed newspaper will appear on MyAJC.com.
One thing I noticed is that if you subscribe to the paper at whatever level of subscription, you know, daily, Sunday, weekend, you can get access to MyAJC.com, just unlimited access. So if that's the case, then what's the incentive to keep subscribing to the daily print paper, which of course costs a lot more than just subscribing on Sundays, for instance?
Well, the daily print paper is still an incredibly important part of a lot of people's lives, and our subscribers have told us that. And it really isn't, for a lot of people, a choice of one or the other. It really is a combination of how they use both print and digital through their lives. You know, for many, many people, the thought of not having that morning cup of coffee with the printed newspaper is just not an option they ever want to have to experience. That said, once they move on in their day and they've got their iPad or their smartphone, they're looking to be able to check back in with us in the right experience that they're looking for. And we now believe we've got both iPhone, iPad, tablet, and smartphone products that help them do that and really help them enjoy rich content across multiple platforms.
But do you expect to see, as time goes on, fewer people subscribing to the print daily because they could subscribe, say, to a Sunday paper that they can sit down with and pay a lot less for that and still get all the digital?
Well, I think we'll let them decide that. Right now, we still hear a huge amount of passion around 7-day-a-week newspaper, and we're committed to that. I think we are also committed to moving where our audience moves. And as they change or evolve in their habits, we're going to move right there with them.
Some papers have gone to digital only for weekdays and still produce a print edition, let's say on the weekends or on Sundays. 10 years from now, do you expect we'll still see a weekday print edition of the AJC?
Wow, 10 years out, you're a crystal ball guy. you know, in my mind, yes. I it's hard for me to imagine not having a 7-day-a-week paper. But I didn't have an iPad 3 years ago either. I think anybody in this day and age trying to crystal ball out 10 years is probably kidding themselves. But I can tell you, for us right now, it is not in our plans to cut days of week. We have heard passionately from our readers that they want us to continue 7 days a week. It is very valuable to them. And we believe in that. And we also believe in creating great digital products to meet consumers where they are now. But I think for so many people, life is not an either or. It's a both question. You know, right now, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has close to 2 million readers a week in print and digital and remains incredibly important in this community. And we're committed to those readers and to continuing to provide fantastic print and digital products.
But will the print subscribers eventually see their subscription rates go up as opposed to somebody who might be doing just, say, paying for digital? Because obviously it costs more to produce a printed paper than it does to just put it online.
I think overall the pricing of newspapers across the board and in this country is going to go up because for years and years, subscription prices have been subsidized by advertising, which has been a great thing, but it's a shifting landscape in the entire media landscape. So we'll see that. But what we know is that subscribers believe this content is worth paying for, and it comes down to unique local content. We've heard from our readers over and over that they respect good journalism and that they know that requires an investment.
What percentage of your print subscribers have already signed up for the new website?
We have about, I have to check those numbers because we look at them fairly often. To register your account, you have to go in and do that online, and I believe we're at about 30% have registered.
I assume you expect that will go up sharply once the paywall goes up on the 15th.
Well, we believe it will, but I will tell you this is a long-term play. I mean, this is providing increased value for subscribers who are valuing the deep, local, in-depth content that we deliver, and we want to give them a rich experience in the digital world because, frankly, they've asked for it. So that's what we believe we'll do. But people's habits don't change overnight, so we believe this is a long-term play to say, hey, you asked for it. We're providing it here. We think it makes for a rich experience 7 days a week throughout your day. And the early feedback we've gotten from them through this first month has been terrific and has told us just that.
One of the questions, though, about this whole idea has been, okay, you may move the people you already have from print to digital. You may get them more involved in digital. But are you attracting new people, younger people who are used to getting their news for free from all sorts of sources and might not have paid attention to the paper prior to this?
Well, two thoughts on that. One, absolutely essential not to forget your core audience in search of new audiences. So the myajc.com play is absolutely there to serve our core audience. AJC.com already has an audience far beyond and different from our printed newspaper. We also have a pretty extensive following in the social space, which also extends beyond those core news readers. I mean, when you roll up our all of our AJC-related Twitter accounts right now, we have more than 500,000 followers. All of those folks are not necessarily our core readers, but they're very important to us, and we're finding new ways every day to serve them as well.
But many of them might be folks who are used to right now getting whatever they want from the paper for free. Are the people who have never really had to subscribe to a newspaper in their life, the younger folks, are they going to come along, or are you going to see the core audience there, but the core audience is aging?
Well, we'll see where that goes, but I think one of the benefits of a two-site strategy is that you have the ability to serve different audiences in different ways.
Next door to us, the Charleston Post and Courier did a little bit of this, and they got a big bump in revenue, but in terms of brand new subscribers, people who weren't already with them, they didn't see that much of an increase. Was that an experience that you kept your eye on when you were doing this, and how do you expect the AJC to attract more new subscribers?
We watch all kinds of examples all over the country. I think everyone in the media industry is watching everyone else. But I think what we know is that this audience and this market has asked us for this. Our subscribers have said we want a different kind of online experience, and we want it to have more of a newspaper feel and organization. And that's what we're trying to produce for them on myajc.com, and what we're hearing back from them so far has been good and said, yes, keep going. This is the direction we're looking for here. At the same time, we're committed to AJC.com, which is a free site, and what it will continue to be and what it will grow to become as well. So I would tell you, kind of back to that same idea, we are absolutely committed to our core news reader and subscriber. But we also have AJC.com, which will continue to extend beyond that subscriber base. And you'll continue to see us do more in the social space.
Does this mean that eventually you'll have to come up with new ways of attracting the newer, younger audience, whether it's different platforms, different products, something beyond what you're doing now to solidify your core subscribers?
I think long-term, certainly. I think, any industry has to continue to look ahead to new and different audiences. The key here, though, is never to abandon that core audience or that core reader, and we're committed to not doing that. We have a very strong base. You know, I go back to that 2 million folks we reach every week in print and digital. That's a powerful number, and those are an extremely strong group, and we're committed to continuing to make the experience they have with us better all the time. I think one of the valuable lessons that all of us in the media industry have learned is that you're never finished evolving and improving your products, and we will continue to listen very closely to readers and what they're asking for and what they tell us they need, and we'll continue to respond to that.
The Washington Post, another paper that's eventually going behind a paywall fairly soon, has also gone through a recent round of layoffs. Certainly the AJC went through that 3 or 4 years ago. Are you expecting any more consolidation in the staff there in the next couple of years?
We have put our plans in front of our employees. We don't have major plans for major layoffs at any point right now. But I would not be a responsible person to swear there would never be any in the future. So being very honest and upfront with our employees and others, it is not in the plans, but I can't sit here ever and wouldn't and promise nothing would ever happen in the future.
Amy Glennon is the publisher of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which puts its new myajc.com website behind a paid subscription basis starting on May 15th. Amy Glennon, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.